Hello, ladies and gentlemen, gamers alike. Welcome to Ready, Set, Talk Nerdy to Me. This is your boy, Nerdy So Lucky, coming back with another episode this week. I'm a week behind on putting this out because it was my son's birthday party. Been working a lot of overtime for me. Huge gamer news, some good, some bad. We're going to kick right into it. First off, I want to touch on something that I witnessed last week in reference to a gamer passing away by the name of Matt. He went by the name of Xbox Addict on Twitter. Really good guy. Former Marine, veteran Marine. That's the way I prefer to say it. A veteran of the Marines for the United States of America. Really good guy. Follow his account, man, and one of the biggest fans that you will ever see for the Xbox community. Much love and respect to that guy. My condolences go out to his family. His wife tweeted that he got really sick, had to go to the hospital. He was fighting really hard and he just didn't make it. And me being a family man, it breaks my heart that, to see something like that and to even hear something like that. But the Xbox community has reached out to his wife, his family. That community has shown what it really means to be a family amongst gamers, that you don't have to know anyone face to face to be a family. I cannot stress that hard enough. Don't let anyone tell you whether you're a gamer, a nerd, a geek, otaku, whether you like anime, video games, comic books, whether you like to cosplay, no matter what your sexual orientation is, don't let anyone tell you that you're not perfect, that you're unfit for this world, or that you're weird. Trust me, try to be weird. Normal is overrated. It's lame. It's not fun being normal. I cannot stress that hard enough. Be who you are. If you have strong relationships with people over the internet, hell, do it. That is a friend. That is a relationship. That still counts. It doesn't matter whether it's online. No such thing as online friendships. You have friendships, you have brotherhood, sisterhood, family. End of the story. So with that being said, rest in peace, Mac. Matt, I know you're still looking down on us, man. From one gamer to another, from one family man to another. Thank you for being you, and thank you for fighting hard, and thank you for serving this country. So that being said, we're gonna keep on with the podcast. This is gonna be kind of hard because I'm actually doing this podcast with while playing Iron Banner. So salt may get real. I'm pretty good with like controlling my salt. So I don't take Iron Banner seriously no more. So that's just me. But with that being said, man, I like to go fast update as far as Destiny. So we're going to kick into Destiny because I'm playing it right now. Excuse me, I'm grinding for those Iron Banner tokens. Go fast update is really good. They did a good job on this game. I cannot stress that fast. I cannot stress that enough. I think a lot of people, I don't know, man, I just think a lot of people complain too much when it comes to Destiny. Like, we played this game for like about 4 years now. Yeah, I want to say 4 years. And, it's no different. I mean, sure, it's a lot of BS. But, it's Bungie, man. And the people that went to speaking of Destiny, the Bungie Summit did already happen early this week. A couple of my friends that I know personally did end up going. So they said positive things about it. 14 hours, guys. That's what I'm hearing. Like I said, it's still a, they still can't disclose a lot of things. That's understandable. Like I said, a lot of my friends had huge news for it. What else? I mean, they say, Mason Sean, who I've played with before, really good guy. He said there was some stuff that he can't discuss, but he did say a new game mode is coming, something different, something fresh that we're all going to enjoy. So I trust Mason's word, probably like second to none. The reason why, because it's two people over there. Because I play with the guy. He's really cool, down to earth. I also hope KJ Hovey went. I played with KJ Hovey. He actually carried me to my first trials lighthouse in Destiny 1. So, shotgun. I knew it. Hovey went. And he said that some of the things that they have said restored their faith and their what was the word he wanted to use? Not faith, but his confidence in the direction of the game. So with that, definitely good, man. That statement right there has definitely made me a believer in the game. Which when it comes to Destiny, I've never lost faith with the game. I mean, that's me, because I know how hard. Oh, that's whack. I know how hard the game can be to make and to keep a hold of. And I know people say, well, you know, it doesn't seem like Fortnite and all that doesn't happen. Like, dude, until you become a developer, you don't know how a game is. So, I mean, I hate when people say that. Like, man, it don't get no worse than that, dude. Like, come on, have you ever made a game before? No, you haven't, so. Oh, gosh. So, a lot of arc writers. That's why I'm up here saying, oh, gosh. I'm one myself, so. My super got shut down, you know. So, it is what it is. But, with that being said, man, I don't see nothing. I don't know, man. I don't see nothing really wrong with the game moving forward, you know. I know a lot of people are like, you know, going crazy, like, oh, they scared or whatnot. You know, that's just them being old dramatic, man. That's just me. What's this art spreader at? He's somewhere. I heard him somewhere. Jesus, I don't know where he's at. But you know, man. You know, that's what I heard. Oh my gosh, shut down. Oh, they run around with heavy now. They playing sweaty. I'm not playing sweaty. But one thing that came out that I'm mad I didn't get it was God of War. Man, I'm a huge God of War fan. I'm mad that I'm not gonna get a chance to play it right off bat. Like, that's probably the second game that I haven't gotten on release, I believe. Any other game I've come out at least, at least some part of release date, release weekend, gotten the game. So, I mean, that's that, man. You know, I get it eventually, but my friends have been really good friends. They haven't shared not too many. Oh my gosh, they haven't showed too many. Too many screenshots, no spoilers. So kudos to those guys for the no spoilers. What else is going on? Man, the game looks really good though. I heard that the game looks almost better as Horizon Zero Dawn, so I don't know, I can't complain about that. You know, that's just me. So I'm looking forward to that. Man, I hate when they spawn us like this, dude. They flip the spawn on us. So, oop. Like, how? But, I don't know. I think I'm doing good. You know, I'm doing good. Ooh, they gonna win. They gonna win. I don't know. Moving forward, though. I'm sorry. I'm getting distracted. This was why you don't record live gameplay. I got him. I shut him down, though. But, I don't know, man. Moving forward, man. With the single-player games, this is why I'm not shocked by God of War. God of War franchise is, like, one of the better franchise for single-player games. And what did Phil Spencer say a couple of months ago? No one wants single-player games. Everyone wants multiplayer games. And look what's going on. Nah, bro. Xbox has got to find something. Like, I'm sorry. I need a reason to play my Xbox again. It's just that simple. Like, I need a reason to boot up my Xbox and play something other than Halo, Forza, or Gears. I'm excited for the fact that they have, Forza, that's a lie, that they have Fable coming back to the console. I think that's well needed, to be honest. Like, it's Fable, dude. Like if you never played Fable, then I don't know, you missed a great game, to be honest with you. I mean that's that, man. I'm definitely looking forward to that. I hope they don't mess it up. I'm hoping they got the good team to make the game. Cause what's his name? I don't know how to pronounce his name. Peter Molyneux and Lionhead Studios never really capitalized on the promises that were made, even on the first game. So excuse me. I'm hoping that they do something with that. I'm hoping that they bring a really good story to the franchise. So I'm telling you, man, Xbox is gonna have to do something, man. You know, that's just my take on it. Other news. Oh boy. What is going on with the Battle Royale games? Call of Duty, Activision, listen to me very carefully. Battle Royale games is not for everyone. And, you know what, there's no end. Battle Royale games is not for everyone. No fucking way that this is actually going to be in the Call of Duty game. Like I said, this is a rumor. You know, the rumor stated that it's going to be a BR mode. It's going to be 50 players. No single player has been confirmed to not be in the game. So there goes that single player campaign, which I don't know. There was good campaigns. I know I played some of the campaign. They were enjoyable. But like I said, who really buys Call of Duty for the campaign story? No one. So with that being said, since it's supposed to be a lot of multiplayer stuff, a lot of zombie stuff, and rumor BR mode, you better not be charging $60 for that shit. Like, I'm just getting it out there. Nerdy is being honest right now. Like, I'm sorry, there's no way in hell you're charging $60 for that. Why? In matter of fact, not even that. You don't even need to be charging the season pass this time around if it's no damn single player. I'm sorry, like, unless you're pumping out a shit ton of damn content, hell no. But, you know, it's Activision. They're not about the gamers because they don't give a shit. Look at the mess that Bungie is in. And it's not even because of Bungie, you know. It's really because of Activision. I guess I'm guessing someone at Bungie bumped heads with someone at Activision and say, "Hey, you know what? You're fucking up our reputation. You know, hell no. We're saving Destiny. We need to get some people out here. Let's do a fucking summit. You know what? Matter of fact, no, we're doing a summit. We don't even need your damn permission." That's why I'm hoping the conversation went like that. It seems the conversation went like that. Because hell, that damn summit came and went. Like, I didn't even know it came and went until they started tweeting that. Who the hell was just shooting at us? Until they started tweeting at us that they was already back home, that they was leaving. I said, well, damn, I thought it was going to be like a stream or something going over the content. So, you know, I mean, oh my gosh, I knew he was going to get killed. I already knew it. I knew he was going to get killed. But that's that, man. Like, I didn't even know that damn summit came and went until, let me see, Hovey, Mesa, Mrs. 5,000 Watts, and all them was tweeting about it. I said, what the hell? The summit already happened? Like, when? When did that happen, you know? That's how it was. You know, I didn't know. So with that being said, you know, hopefully, like I said, hopefully everything gets out pretty good. Oh, they said that it was like 14 hours that they talked. I'm pretty sure, I don't know if I said that earlier, I'm pretty sure I did. But it was like 7 hours plus, like the first day they got there. So they let you know that Bungie means business. They want to save this franchise. They want to save the game. Thank God that they want to save the game. And that, I don't know, man. I think they'll get the job done, actually, you know. I mean, that's just me. So, I know a lot of people like to critique Bungie like they're, like they game develops. Like they can make something better. And I already know they can't, so. So, I don't know. That's what I mean. I mean, that's my take on it. I'm looking forward to it, though, man. Damn, we just got to wait to September, guys. September for the content to be out. E3 for the content to be shown. Mark my words. When Sony comes out with that press conference, and it's something about Destiny and whatnot, do not be surprised. That that's what it's gonna be about. So, oh man, who is you shooting at, bro? Oh, somebody got him. Oh, don't be surprised, man. I hope it gives me that same feeling when I first seen Destiny. Like, man, like I've said in the past, like I was skeptical about the game, you know. Ooh, I tried to throw my grenade, I got hit. Like, I was skeptical about the game at first, but until when I seen that gameplay and them going against the walker and getting all this loot and stuff, I was like, oh man, this look awesome as hell. I just heard a Dawnblade go off. Like I said, this is like live commentary. I'm up here playing this game and recording at the same time, just because I need it. Oh gosh, this is crazy. This guy's like all over me. Yeah. But man, with that being said, man, like, oh man, like, I don't know, man. I'm hoping great things for this game. Like, this just, I don't know, this is just me though. Like I said, I'm a huge fan. I think they'll do good. I don't know, man. That's with that, no, man. But like I said, man, they gotta do something, dude. I say with the new game mode that's been talked about by everyone that went to the summit. I'm expecting huge things for it. That's my take for it. I was in a super, so I was like ultra concentrated there. That's why I had a brain fart. Yeah, man. I don't know what the new game mode is. I know it's not gonna be no VR. I think Mason said that, like, people were speculating. I'm sorry, that's just dumb. I don't know why everybody feels the need to just put, like, Battle Royale has to be in everything. It'd be damn enjoyable. Like, come on, man. This ain't, like, bro, everything is not damn Fortnite. Like, hell, like, dude, like, man, they just acting like Battle Royale is the only damn mode out here. So, I don't know. That's my take on that mess, man, but I don't know. Yeah, like I said, we shall see. Oh, that dude's right here. Oh, there you go. Didn't even know I was right there behind him. Let me see. What else gamer news is going on? Nothing really, man. I think the huge news was like God of War dropping. And like it's supposed to be like, I know a lot of people said it's like the best experience that you can get right now, so in a single player game. So I don't know, we'll see. Damn, dude got colony, bro. Wait a minute. Oh, somewhere, bro. I don't know, but like I said, man, I know I'm gonna do another podcast for this week. What's today? Oh, it actually be Monday. So yeah, I'm definitely gonna pump out another one just to make up for the week that I lost. Like I said, man, you know, family time comes first, most definitely. I think a lot of people forget that. Let me get up out that post. He throwing that post grenade, you know. Ooh, somebody got hit. I got hit with something. A suppressing grenade or something. I don't know. But I don't know, man. I'm just being myself. I'm just being goofy, man. Like, I'm having fun with the game. That's for sure. The game definitely does have that same speed, like D1. Damn it. I dodged too slow. It does have that same presence like D1 has. TTK, still a little bit iffy, but it's not horrible like it was before. To the regen for the super is like fucking awesome. Like, that was definitely much needed. I mean, shoot, I'm happy they did that, you know. So, I don't know. Oh, I mean, I got two-shotted. So, I don't know, man. I know that was welcome. That was a welcome change because, I mean, shoot. Dude, you were just getting your super back too damn slow. Like, no, there's no way that. Watch out, guys. There's no way, like, I should be getting my damn super back. Like, that's crazy. Man. Oh, my gosh. What? Uh-oh, golden gun. Thank you. Oh, he got popped as soon as he popped that boy. Thank you for coming to the party. But, oh, man, I talk so much crap in this game. Like, it's ridiculous. Ooh, goodbye. Uh-oh. I'm about to go bust this dude bubble. There we go. Oh, there we go. So, yeah, with that being said, guys. He feel crazy. But, I don't know, man. Like I said, it's not that much to talk about in the gamer news. Like I said, trying to play Iron Banner and this at the same time. It's just like, you know. I guess that's why I'm not a damn streamer. Shit. I see how tough that is. Streamers have it rough, man. Kudos to those guys. But, man, this is all I have for it, man. I hope everyone that's playing God of War enjoys the game. Like I said, this week, I'm going to pump out another one. I'm trying to get my buddy on here. He's procrastinating because I want him to get on here and talk about Call of Duty. Like I said, he's played the game. I haven't played it. I think the last Call of Duty I played was Black Ops 3, so... That's me, man. So, guys, with that being said, I hope this podcast was a good one for you. Feel free to hit me up on Nerdy So Lucky at Twitter. Any questions, any improvement that I could do on the podcast, it's much appreciated. Like, I take all criticism. I mean, that's the only way I'm gonna get, that's the only way I'm gonna get better at this thing. Like I said, you guys keep gaming out there. Stay positive. Like I said at the beginning of this podcast, don't let anyone tell you that you're not your worth. Know your worth and own it. Keep dreaming. Keep rising above that influence. And yeah, man. Keep gaming. Peace out, guys. Much love. Nerdy So Lucky out.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.